So coming up this Sunday, the big game where the Sydney Kings take on the New Zealand Breakers out at Qdos Bank Arena at 5:20 p.m. And we're here with Kyle Adnam and Dane Penneau from the Sydney Kings. Good to have you guys.
Great to be here.
Good to be here.
One of the things that's automatically happened for this team is improved defense. Last year, when you guys were not accountable in any way for this, the Kings had the worst defense in the league. They're currently ranked second, I think 86 points per game conceded, and in fact only 79 through the last three. Now, there's a guy called Andrew Bogut has probably had some influence in relation to that.
Have you heard of him?
Mm. What's his, how you pronounce his last name, sorry?
Seems familiar.
I think it's a silent P.
Bogut?
He's got more than double the blocks per game than the second guy, which is Josh Boone in Melbourne. He's 12.4 rebounds a game. Nick Kaye from per second, 9.2. But Dane, you're a backup centre, so what are you teaching Bogut that's helping him do such a good job?
Yeah, you know, he's a rook in the NBL, so I've tried to put him under my wing and just kind of show him around a little bit.
Beautiful.
He's green.
He's been awesome this year. It's really cool to watch, like, because he blocks three shots a game, which I actually think could be more. I think he gets a little unlucky with the stats people, but then the people coming the key are scared to shoot when he's there too. Yeah. So he's altering so many more as well. It's pretty crazy. And then also there's a few times like where he's so athletic and the refs aren't used, so I think he gets away with some fouls too. But
No, you heard it here first. You just snitch on your own teammate.
No, I mean, I'm all for it. It's fun to watch for me.
Yeah.
And if you ask him as well, he's getting called fouled too many times as well. He's been really awesome just with tips behind the scene as well for me, coming and backing up and just trying to keep it going when he's in there. And
the kid's got a future.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Well, it's interesting the fouls that he's allegedly getting away with. He's come out and he's talked about flopping a lot, flopping in the comp. What's your view on the flop? Do we cut the flop?
You know, I don't love the flopping just because I'm bad at it. I wish I was better at flopping. but I always after the play think, oh, I could have probably flopped there. I'm not going to call. But so in that regard, I would like to see it gone, but I mean, there's some instances where I don't like it. There's been guys who's standing in front of players who's running down the floor and they can't see him, and I think that's a bit dangerous.
Mm.
So I really hate that play. But sometimes it's kind of funny, to be honest, like the acting part of basketball. So I sit very much on the fence.
Kyle, I got to ask you something about being here in Sydney. There was a tradition here as Sydney Kings fans that we loved for a long time, which was the games were played at the Sydney Entertainment Centre, right in the middle of the city here. You could go down to Chinatown, you could have dinner, and then you could walk to the games.
Mm.
Now the Sydney Kings have moved to Homebush at Qdos Bank Arena. Now, inside Qdos Bank Arena, it's a better arena than Sydney Entertainment Centre was. So there's, say, a bigger distance to travel to get to Kings games, but I think the experience is better inside Qdos Bank Arena. What's it like for you playing in front of the new King home ground?
Oh, it's great. I think it's the gold standard of the NBL in terms of arenas. I think Melbourne, Perth have really put on a show for the last few years. But this year in particular, I mean, the crowd, the way they're doing the pre-game stuff and even the after-match stuff, like, it's amazing. I know it's really good to be a part of all the lights and the big video. I don't know if you guys have seen the video before the game,
but
That's pretty special what the media and video guys did with that is amazing.
Game day experience is important, and we were mentioning Andrew Bogut before, and he's come out with some controversy during the week. He was very concerned about the fact, I think he heard at a Perth game, the in-game DJ playing the theme song from Friends. He says that has no room in basketball for a song like
agree.
That. How do you guys feel about this? It's a burning issue.
Cole's already agreeing.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is it's a constant music. You're constantly hearing something. There's so much going on in the game. You want to focus on
what's
at hand. And I think the crowd's a big thing too.
Mm.
You know, I think teams are taking away from their crowd by just playing music. I know as a fan, I love to hear the shoes squeaking, people talking, having that inside sort of access to games is really good. So, yeah, I mean, I don't love it, but in timeouts maybe. But
right, okay.
It's a bigger issue. I think Kyle's what's saying there is that the in-game DJs are a waste of time, Rose. And we should point out that Rose was formerly the Sydney Kings in-game DJ, distracting you from what you do best. So Rose and AH, we can't leave the guys hanging anymore. They've come here for one reason, and that is to play a very, very rapid game of nothing but net.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but net.
I got to pull back the curtain a little bit here. We weren't originally going to play Nothing But Net today, but Dane, you got very angry at us that we weren't going to play it, correct?
I was ready to storm out. I mean, I'm not going to trek in here without getting to play Nothing But Net.
I love how quickly this has gone through the Kings team. You've got to go play Nothing But Net with the Wings.
It's Sydney's favourite game, confined to one team of men.
David Ware won the first round, got a trophy with a Tim Tam on it. You're playing for a trophy with a nice Vovo mounted on top. So
very
big
nice.
Big time. We will not count against the salary cap, though.
I was also upset because last week Tommy got a question about the bridge walk, and I had just told him about how expensive it was. So I was like, that is the question perfect for me.
It ruined a friendship and a game.
This guy got to just cash in on saying that I told him. But anyway, I'm not that upset about it.
Because Dane kicked a stink and wants us to play the game, we're now going to play a one-question round of Nothing But Net just for you guys. The way this works, we're going to give you a product on the internet. You have to guess the price of it. The closest to the price is the winner of the, what is it again, Chris?
The mounted ice Vovo.
Fantastic.
Can I call going second? Personally. I'll let you
No,
first.
You're first. You're the trivia king.
Carl's laid down the law. You play a lot of trivia, right, Dane?
I do.
Play a lot of trivia, okay. From time to time,
I go first. Okay, so you have to go first. Here we go. Here it is. You're going to guess the price of this. This could be good for an end of season party. A Wet n Wild adult pass. That's an adult pass to Wet n Wild. You get to go in all the pools and all the rides and maybe a hot dog.
I have an advantage here. I was looking at this the other day. I am going to guess $69.99.
Okay.
Nice.
Kyle?
Well, he seems pretty confident on that. I'm going to make it interesting. I'm going to go $75.
You've Googled Wet n Wild recently, haven't you?
I was looking at this yesterday.
$69.99! He nailed it! Nailed it. You're a closet Wet n Wild fan, aren't you?
I cheated because I looked at it yesterday. I was already looking going to Wet n Wild.
You've got one hell of a social life going on, Dane. I'm telling you, mate.
I was thinking about it because I have all this free time in the middle of the day. I can go when it's not school holidays. There's no one around. I can go on all the rides.
And I tell you what will be Wet n Wild. Tomorrow, the Sydney Kings at 5:20 p.m. at Kudos Bank Arena take on the New Zealand Breakers. At 2:45 p.m, you can catch the Sydney Flames taking on the Bendigo Spirit. Guys, so much fun to have you in the studio. All the very best for tomorrow and, of course, the rest of the season.
Thanks for having us.
So some lucky listeners heard those squeaking sneakers and they've got tickets tomorrow to see the Kings play. So great to have the guys with us in the studio yesterday. Don't miss the Sydney Kings' next home game, 5:20 p.m. tomorrow at Kudos Bank Arena against the New Zealand Breakers. Get your tickets from Ticketek.com.au. You're on the Weekend Legends.